Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, out here at Circa Las Vegas Stadium Swim on this Friday. Predators open their season with a 2-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Ryan O'Reilly getting a goal. Juuse Saros in net. We say hello to Robbie Stanley, one half of Robbie and Rex Road. Mornings from 6 to 9 here on 102.5 The Game, and also writes for NHL.com. Robbie, the Predators are 1-0, only 81 more to go. How you doing?
I'm doing good, boys. I'm impressed that you guys are awake and alive after one night out there. How are we doing out there?
We're pacing ourselves. Like, you know, Joe's never been here, so I'm a little concerned about him. But, you know, I've done this a time or two, so I know you can't go too hard on night one. But we got in around 9 o'clock last night, and it's not too bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you two are together, and I saw that Ricky's out there too, that's a dangerous, dangerous trio, my man. Dangerous
well, we got D-Mace here, so we'll put him in charge. Hopefully it'll be good.
Oh, boy, what a task for D-Mace.
So let's talk about this team last night. I don't know if you looked at it differently. I didn't say it was a must-win, but I thought it was a – hey, if they do win, they can shut some things up a little bit based on what happened last year. They come out, they get the first goal. It's a gritty one. Columbus ties it up. It looks like Columbus takes the lead. They call that back. Predators ultimately score the game winner and take the 2-1 win. So how would you rank their overall performance and the importance of that win last night?
Well, I thought the performance was okay. You know, Columbus was pretty clearly the better team for two periods. And then the Predators, to their credit, turned it on in the third. And not even just the goal by O'Reilly, but they looked really good in the third period. So, I mean, it looked like a typical season opening game would look. There's a lot of sloppy hockey out there on both sides. I mean, you're just getting going in the regular season. But as you're building your game, you got to find a way to pick up points. Like, that's the name of the game in October. So good on them for being able to do that. I mean, look, Chase, they are very, very clearly disgusted and tired of talking about last year. Like, you can see when somebody asks them a question about it, like, there is a visceral reaction on Andrew Burnett's face when he starts talking about last year. So they're wanting to put it behind you. You get some wins early in the year, and that goes a long way towards doing that.
How do you think that Brady Martin looked in his first NHL game?
I thought he's all right. You know, for an 18-year-old kid who was playing on the top line, and not just playing on the top line, but playing against the other team's top line, that's a whole lot going on for an 18-year-old. So I thought he handled the moment well. I thought that, you know, physically, there's still some room for growth there. He talked about that after the game. He was just like, these guys are so strong, and I've got to get in the gym. And I think, you know, when you're an 18-year-old, you're 185 pounds, and they're asking you to play top line center. There's definitely some physical growth that he's going to have. He got knocked off the puck a couple times last night. But he's clearly very smart, and the coaching staff and Barry Trotz, I think, trust him a lot. And I don't know if that means that he's going to be up with the big club the full season. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get a few more games at least, and then by that 9-game mark, they're going to have to make a decision. But for his first game in that environment, going up against the other team's top line, I thought he handled himself pretty well.
Robbie Stanley's with us. He's part of my favorite radio show in America, Robbie and Rex Road, 6 to 9 on 102.5 The Game. Also, Robbie works for NHL.com, and besides all that, he's just a beautiful soul. All right, Robbie, you talked to Chase about – you're telling me a lot of average things that I think you're feeling right now. Tell me the most positive – besides the win, what was the most positive thing last night for the Nashville Predators?
Well, a couple things. Number one, Juuse Saros looked great, and that's going to be a big talking point all year long with the first year of the 8-year contract kicking in. So, look, it's a season-long thing. One game doesn't really mean a whole lot, but he looked awesome in the one game. So that's a very good sign. And the other thing is this. Like, Roman Josi, you know, was a scary thing over the offseason. He got diagnosed with POTS. Didn't really know what was going on at the end of last year and finally got a medical answer. And I thought in the third period he looked really good last night. And you know, he's 35 years old. He's got a medical condition that he's dealing with now. I don't know that we'll ever see, like, top-level Norris Trophy Roman Josi again. But maybe we will. Maybe he's got one more year left in it. He looked really good in the third period. And him being back, him being available, him being out there, and not just out there, but playing well like he did in the third period, that's a big deal for this team. So I thought that was probably, besides the performance of UC Saros, the most encouraging thing from last night was Yostin getting out there and looking pretty good in the third period.
Robbie, was there a – I know you talked – they don't want to answer questions about last year, and I totally understand it, but was there a deep sigh of relief in the locker room because that, oh, my God, you're starting out 0-1. Those questions weren't asked last night, and they got the win, and had to feel good in that locker room last night.
Oh, I think so, Big Joe. And, like, you know, even if they don't say it, like, I thought last night about Stamkos, Marchessault, and Brady Shea. Like, those guys do not know what it's like to be in a Nashville Predator uniform and not be totally behind the eight ball, right? Like, from the jump last year, they were 0-5. They couldn't get anything going, and they never figured it out. They were so far out of it by the time Christmas rolled around that you knew that they weren't making the playoffs and that there was going to be a horrific season. Well, you know, it's one game, it's one win. You know, they could lose the next four, and we're talking about a bad spot, bad start. But for the moment, you're 1-0, you're feeling good about yourself, and you're feeling like maybe this year can be different, and you've got some confidence to you. And I think that's the main thing. I mean, last year's team had zero confidence because they were such a deep hole that you just felt like you were chasing it the whole time. So if they can stay afloat here in the first 20 games as they're building their team game and getting to a point where they're feeling pretty good about the way they're playing, like, I think that's a pretty big deal.
Well, how was Brunette? Because that had the same question. I know the players the same question, feeling good about themselves. The fact that he doesn't have to be asked that question about, oh, my God, another bad start. How was he after the game? He had to be extremely – I don't think extremely happy is the word, but I think he had to be relieved they're 1-0.
No, I think so. And look, he knows what the deal is. Like, if they start off the season losing a lot, I mean, the first thing people are going to do is point at him, right? Like, you look at the betting markets, you look across the NHL. I saw, you know, the Athletic came out with a poll about who's the first coach that's going to get fired in the NHL. He was far and away the number one answer. Like, he knows the noise that's around him heading into this year. So if he can get off to that good start, it quiets that. And look, you know, he believes that he's a good hockey coach. Clearly, Barry Trotz believes he's a good hockey coach, or he wouldn't have kept him around. And look, I believe he's a good hockey coach, but you have to have the results in the NHL. So I do think relief is probably the right word. And now we'll see from game one to game two, do they look better? Do they look sharper?
Robbie Stanley is with us from Robbie and Rex Road and NHL.com. All right, Rob, I'm going to put you on the spot. And these are rapid-fire questions based on one game, the overreaction of seeing one game. After seeing one game, what is this team's record after 10 games?
I will go 6-4 and – yeah, I'll go 6-3 and 1. There you go.
6-3-1. Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Based on one game, is Andrew Brunette the head coach by Thanksgiving?
Yes, I think he will be.
Based on one game, what does this team need to add to get over the hump?
Well, I still think that they're really light at center. And, you know, we'll see if Brady Martin sticks around. But center depth is going to be a big talking point for them all year long. And if you're a Predators fan listening, you're like, oh, great, we've been talking about that for 30 years at this point. But I think this year in particular, they've got some real question marks there.
Based on one game, UC Saros is what?
Based on one game, he's a Vezina Trophy contender. Now, we'll see if that keeps going here, but he looked really good last night, and they're clearly making an emphasis on making sure that he can see the puck and clear in the porch, as they call it. And for one game, they did a pretty decent job of it. So if they can do that, I think he's going to have a good year.
All right. We will see. Great stuff. Thanks for jumping on last minute with us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be listening Monday at 6 o'clock for full reaction of the Titans and the Preds and all those things with you and Joe Rexroad.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you.
That is Robbie Stanley again. Robbie and Rexroad, 6 to 9 every Monday through Friday, and also writes for NHL.com and does a fantastic job.
Got your shoes off.
I did. Is that cool?
I guess, yeah. You're across the room. I'm good with that, man.
I know. I'm committing a foul. I'm wearing socks with, you know, my slides.
Air it out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to. I will.
Feel it.
It's getting warm, so.
Cares what your toes look like.
We'll do that.
I mean, you got talents. That's okay, though. I mean,
I do.
Yeah, do that.
That is for sure. We're live today at Stadium Swim at Circa. We'll continue with a lot of fun and all those things. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.